When America picks a new president, the entire globe holds its breath. Any other year, that might be an exaggeration. This time around, it is pretty close to the truth. A lot at stake for people all around the world. In a few minutes, we'll hear why China is worried that U.S. climate policy could change after the election. First, though, if there is one place that's felt the impact of U.S. foreign policy more than any other region, it's probably the Middle East. In fact, people there are paying very close attention to the election here, as we hear now from the world's Richard Hall in Beirut.
I looked at a couple of polls that were conducted last month that looked really in detail at how the Arab world, that's basically the Middle East and North Africa, how the Arab world was viewing this presidential election, who they wanted to win, and also what they thought about American foreign policy in general. And so one of the numbers that one of the polls came up with was that 60% of people in the Arab world are following the U.S. presidential race on a regular or occasional basis. So there really is great interest in this campaign, in this election.
Yeah, so 60%, that's a lot of people. And are those people, what do the polls say? Are they hoping for a Hillary Clinton win or a Donald Trump win on Tuesday?
It's Hillary Clinton that they want to win, and it's not even close. So the first poll, which was carried out across 18 countries, they found that 44% would go for Clinton and just 9% for Trump. And a separate poll of leading Arab nations, that's just a slightly fewer than the previous poll, found that 66% preferred Clinton and just 11% for Trump. What's interesting about both of those polls is the lack of enthusiasm for either candidate. One of those polls found that 47% of people wouldn't vote for either candidate.
What ranks as the top concerns for people in North Africa and the Middle East when they're asked about American foreign policy?
They asked the respondents what should be the most pressing issue for the next president. And top of that list was that the U.S. should not intervene in the Arab world. So people are kind of tired of U.S. intervention on the whole. The second issue was that the U.S. should focus on combating the Islamic State. Now, those two things sound kind of contradictory when you hear them together. But the general opinion is that the U.S. policy, at least, had a hand in paving way for the rise of the Islamic State. So there's kind of a sense that the U.S. should play its part in fixing the mess that it made.
That's kind of weird because there's also a sense among some critics that Donald Trump would actually be a dream president for ISIS. There's even a sense from ISIS that they'd like to see Donald Trump as president. Can you explain that?
If I had to guess at the intentions of the Islamic State, why they wanted Trump to be president, I think they probably assumed that he would be a more chaotic, a more unpredictable president than Hillary Clinton. They can kind of guess what Hillary Clinton's going to do. And there is some hint in some countries that people see in Donald Trump this kind of strongman figure that the Middle East is so familiar with in places like Egypt and other places. So there is a slim amount of support for Donald Trump for that reason.
When it comes to issues, Richard, is the concept of a Palestinian state for the Palestinians still a platform that people in the Mideast want to hear articulated from an American presidential candidate? Is that still kind of the litmus test for whom they would support?
Not necessarily, actually. It depends country by country. In Tunisia, for example, Hillary Clinton was quite popular. She had a 65% approval rating. That's because during her time as Secretary of State, she actually supported the democratic transition. This was the first country in the wave of countries that found democracy in the Arab Spring. She's viewed very favorably there. Interestingly, it's in the Palestinian territories where she's the least popular. And that's because of America's long-standing support for Israel. And Hillary Clinton is kind of seen as a pro-Israel candidate. Donald Trump, too, actually. But Hillary Clinton, during her time as Secretary of State, was a friend to Israel.
Final question, Richard. Was there anything else in these polls about U.S. foreign policy that people in the Mideast hope might change under the next president?
Yeah, I think people here just kind of look at both of the candidates and there's kind of a cynicism towards U.S. foreign policy. They've kind of seen a trend going all the way back to the 1990s. No matter who's president, the U.S. is going to meddle over here, and they're tired of it. They don't want the U.S. to intervene here anymore. But Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, they just don't think it's going to change. And they will point to the last 30 years as the reason why they think that.
The world's Richard Hall is our man in Beirut. Thank you, as always, Richard.
Thanks, Marco.